Welcome to episode 1356 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Your body operates on rhythms. Every 24 hours, your circadian rhythms regulate your sleep and wake cycles, your temperature fluctuations, your blood pressure patterns, and the timing of countless cellular processes. Every month, your hormones fluctuate in predictable cycles. Every year, your body's susceptibility to disease changes with the seasons. But there is another rhythm, one that science is only now beginning to understand. It is called the circaseptin rhythm, and it operates on a 7-day cycle. Your immune response to infections peaks and ebbs on a weekly schedule. Your hormone levels fluctuate in 7-day patterns. Even the pH of your blood follows a weekly rhythm. The flow of certain body chemicals follows a 7-day pattern. Your body, at its deepest biological level, operates on a cycle of 7 days. This is not an accident, not a cultural invention. This is written into your DNA. Scientists who study chronobiology, the science of biological time, have discovered that this 7-day cycle appears in primitive organisms, in bacteria, in plants, in animals. It is ancient, universal, fundamental to how life itself is organized. And here is the remarkable thing. This 7-day rhythm that scientists have only recently discovered is precisely the rhythm that God encoded into creation at the beginning of time. Today, we continue our deep dive into the 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week, we pivot toward the fourth guideline, the fourth principle for human flourishing, and perhaps the least understood, yet most powerful. For centuries, historians have puzzled over the origin of the 7-day week. A day makes sense. It is the rotation of the earth around its axis. A month makes sense. It is the cycle of moon phases. A year makes sense. It is the orbit of the earth around the sun. But a week? There is nothing in external nature that would logically produce a 7-day cycle. Different cultures throughout history created weeks of different lengths. Some had 3-day weeks, some 5-day weeks, some 8-day weeks. The Mayans, Persians, and Malaysians all used 5-day weeks. The ancient Etruscans had an 8-day market week. The only 7-day week that appears in the ancient historical record is the Hebrew week, recorded in scripture and predating the earliest other known instances by centuries. This was so distinctive, so culturally significant, that when Rome encountered the Jewish 7-day week as its empire expanded, Rome eventually adopted it completely, abandoning its own 8-day system. The 7-day rhythm proved so powerful, so natural, so compelling, it eventually conquered the world. But here is the mystery. Why 7? What is there in nature that would explain a 7-day biological rhythm if the 7-day week is merely a cultural invention? How do we account for the fact that primitive algae, rats, plants, and certain flies exhibit circaseptin rhythms, weekly biological cycles, without calendar knowledge, without cultural context, without any awareness of human timekeeping? When God created the heavens and the earth, God did more than create matter and energy. God created time itself. He established the orbits of sun, moon, and earth that divide time into days, months, and years. And then he did something extraordinary. God created a 7th day and blessed it, making it holy.
Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the 7th day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the 7th day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the 7th day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done.
This was not arbitrary. This was intentional. God's very last act in creation was to rest and to make the 7th day holy. God closed the cycle of creation at 7 days and set the clock of time moving forward. And in that act, he programmed creation itself with a 7-day rhythm. But why 7? Scientists have no answer. They can observe that 7-day rhythms exist throughout life. They can measure their effects on immune function, hormone production, disease susceptibility. They can see that circaseptin rhythms appear in the simplest organisms and the most complex ones. They can confirm that these rhythms are of very ancient origin, but they cannot explain why life should operate on this frequency rather than some other. Unless, of course, the answer is that God designed it this way. That in creating life, God imprinted a 7-day rhythm into every living cell as a kind of calling card, a reminder of the creation week itself. A reminder: God created all things and rested on the seventh day. A built-in signal that says, you are designed for this rhythm. You are made to work for six and rest for one. Here is what modern chronobiology has discovered. When your bodily rhythms are in sync, when your circadian rhythms, your weekly rhythms, your monthly rhythms, and your yearly rhythms are all aligned, you experience homeostasis, equilibrium, balance, harmony. Your immune system functions optimally. Your hormones are in symphony. Your body heals and regenerates efficiently. Your mood stabilizes. Your energy sustains. But when your rhythms become desynchronized, when you ignore your body's natural cycles, when you try to override them through constant work and stimulation, when you live as if the seven-day rhythm does not exist, your body begins to break down. Your immune system becomes compromised. Your hormonal balance is disrupted. You become more susceptible to infection, to inflammation, to disease. Your mood becomes unstable. Your energy crashes. This is not a matter of willpower or discipline. Not about being lazy or undisciplined. This is about honoring the biological design God built into your body. Your body is literally asking you every 7 days to pause and rest. Every cell in your body is sending the signal. Rhythm requires rest. Balance requires cessation. Flourishing requires the pause. And here is the profound truth. God did not command the Sabbath because God needed rest. God commanded the Sabbath because you need rest. God knew, before chronobiology existed, before scientists could measure circadian rhythms, before we understood anything about immune function and hormone cycles, that human flourishing depends on a regular cycle of work and rest aligned to the seven-day week. God designed you with knowledge of how you would be designed. He commanded what your biology confirms. He gave you law that aligns with your nature. The Sabbath is not just about physical rest. It is about creating space, sacred space, for something other than the mechanics of living. It is about pausing from productivity and asking, why am I doing what I am doing? What is the purpose of this life? Am I living towards something meaningful, or am I merely existing in a cycle of work and consumption? Our modern world does not encourage this kind of reflection. Every day is available for work. Every hour is fillable. Every minute can be monetized. We are trained to believe rest is laziness, that time not spent in production is time wasted, that the pause is a luxury only for those who have nothing else to do. But this is a lie. The pause is not a luxury. The pause is essential. The pause is where integration happens, where you remember who you are beyond your productivity, where you reconnect with the people you love, with the God who created you, with the purpose for which you were made. God has designed you with a seven-day rhythm. He has made the Sabbath part of your biological inheritance. And God has given you the commandment to observe it, not as a restriction, but as an invitation to harmony, to wholeness, to flourish as God intended. How synchronized are your rhythms? Where have you been ignoring the Sabbath rhythm that God built into your body and into creation itself? This week, observe the Sabbath. Truly observe it. From sunset on Friday to sunset on Saturday. Do no work. Do no production. Do not check your email. Do not answer your phone. Create sacred space. See if you can notice a difference. Does anything change? Notice how your body responds when you honor the rhythm that God built into your very cells. God wound up the clock of creation at 7 days. That clock is still ticking in every living cell. That rhythm is still echoing backward in time to the first 7 days of dynamic creation. You are part of that creation. That seven-day rhythm is in your DNA. When you honor the Sabbath, you are not just following a commandment. You are aligning yourself with the fundamental design of creation itself. You are synchronizing your life with the rhythm God established before time began. This alignment is not a burden. It is liberation, the path to genuine human flourishing. Father, help us understand that rest is not a luxury. It is a necessity built into our very biology. Help us recognize the seven-day rhythm you built into our bodies and into creation itself. Help us honor the Sabbath together, not out of obligation, but out of respect for how you made us. Help us experience the harmony and wholeness that comes from aligning our lives with your design. Help us trust that when we rest, the world does not fall apart, but we become more fully human. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.